Kathy Heinle has lived in South Miami for a good chunk of her life. She's 66 years old, retired, but she keeps busy.
I give guided tours at Vizcaya Museum and Gardens.
Like many of us, Kathy cannot avoid I-95, but Kathy has a secret weapon.
When someone cuts me off on 95, I sing the song rather than get mad. It's just a better way to act than have road rage.
So give me the first part that you would sing.
Were you born an asshole or did you work at it your whole life?
Either way, it worked out fine, because you're an asshole tonight.
This is the I-95 song, a.k.a. the asshole song.
Yes, you're an asshole.
32 years ago, Kathy was one of four people who invested $125 to help a South Florida singer-songwriter named August Campbell record this gem of a tune to vinyl. There's nothing quite as American as a great road song, although the really great ones are rooted in romance, not rage.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Like from Nat King Cole or from Bob Dylan.
Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God settled on Highway 61.
This ain't a Highway 61, this ain't Route 66.
I'm 95.
The Blue House Band of Broward County.
Well, I don't know.
Rob Alter from Coral Springs sings that song, and he remembers exactly where he was when he wrote I-95.
I remember just easing into a lounge chair on the island of Maui. What the hell do you think? Where do you think I was when I wrote it? No, I was driving down I-95.
You take a chance, I-95.
And just like August Campbell, Rob Alter couldn't seem to put I-95 to music I-95. Without doing it explicitly.
You put your pants I-95.
If you drive on I-95 without thinking a naughty word, you're really not with it.
The Blue House Band, by the way, isn't together anymore. Bobby BBG Goldman was the drummer, and he says the thing about 95 is it just lacks the charm of a Route 66 or a Highway 61.
You're traveling west, you're going on vacation, you're going through beautiful music cities, but I-95 is a commuter's road, and it becomes part of your job, and that's why it's living hell.
Right? The commute? Nah, I'd rather not. The road, I'm in.
Carlos Rafael Rivera is a composer and teaches American creative music at the University of Miami. And he says the road, specifically the open road, is a huge part of American songwriting.
The open road is an attractive unknown because you don't know necessarily where it leads. You're just going away. You're leaving somewhere.
And then who knows? But what are you supposed to say about something that's almost the exact opposite of an open road?
You get open after, like, what? Like, after Hallandale, right?
Can you imagine the conditional open road song where it's like...
if I get past Hallandale, you know, and then just keep going. I-95. I don't know. I don't know where to sing with that.
If I get past Hallandale, straight on up to the Georgia line.
Here's Mark Opitau with what we believe might be the first open road song about I-95 in South Florida.
Doing 95 on 95, moving on down the line.
I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.